Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a boy is like a canoe. He behaves better if paddled from the rear. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study again from the Word of God. All right, let's return to our study. We've been looking at the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. We have seen a lawyer come to Jesus with a question. The lawyer was not earnest and sincere in the question that he was asking. But anyhow, he asked the master, "What do I need to do to inherit eternal life?" Well, the Lord answered his question, didn't consider that at all ridiculous to say, "What can I do?" It certainly was a legitimate question. However, the Lord just simply turned the man to the place that he answered his own question. And he asked him, "What does the law say? And what do you understand the law to say about this particular matter?" The lawyer answered by saying, "Well, you must love God with all of your heart, and you must love your neighbor as yourself." Well, Jesus responded by saying, "You're right about that. That's exactly what the Bible says. That's what God said that you need to do. You've answered right, but you now need to do what these verses teach and what God wants you to do." But this young man was trying to justify himself. And so he said, "Who is my neighbor?" Well, in attempting to justify himself, the man is acting much like people have throughout all time. Men always have tried to justify their actions by, well, sometimes blaming other people, offering excuses for themselves, and we're all connected with that. We know what that is. It's a common thing for a person to offer excuse. Adam was responsible for sinning in the garden. Yet he said, "Lord, the woman you gave me, she gave it to me, and I did eat." And so he was trying to blame somebody else with the idea that will free me from my responsibility. But it doesn't, does it? We have people throughout all history who've tried to blame other people and get the idea that somehow or other that relieves their responsibility. Friends, we are free moral agents. And that just simply means we have the liberty to choose for ourselves what we're going to do. Our companion doesn't force us to do whatever it is that we're doing. We choose to do it. We are not forced by our parents to do certain things. We make our own decisions, and we're responsible for them. As a grown, mature adult, we make decisions during life based on what we believe is the thing we would like to do. Whether or not it pleases God, that's something that we take into consideration, but we are responsible for ourselves. All of us, then, need to understand that when judgment comes, we're going to have to answer to God, and we're not going to be able to offer excuses by blaming someone else. Do you remember on one occasion the prophet Nathan came to David? David had committed adultery with the wife of Uriah the Hittite. And of course, as he went ahead to try to cover up what he had done, he simply took the life of Uriah the Hittite. Well, the time comes now that Nathan the prophet comes to talk to David about it. He uses a parable and tells David of a man who had a little ewe lamb that was taken from him by another who had all that he wanted or all that he could use, but he still wanted that little ewe lamb. And so he took it and killed it. And of course, David was incensed at this. David just wondered, why in the world is a man allowed to live who's done such a terrible thing? Then imagine the feeling that must have come over David when it was spoken to him in this manner, "David, thou art the man." Nathan pulled no punches in telling David, "I'm talking about your situation. I'm talking about your sin." And so he had to answer and face very plainly his own failings, his own shortcomings. And so David, rather than trying to excuse himself any longer or try to cover up the situation anymore, David just simply said, "I am sorry. I've sinned. I've done the wrong thing." Well, the idea of justifying ourselves is an idea that people throughout the world and throughout all mankind, all time, has tried to use. People have tried to say, "Well, I spoke something I shouldn't have said, but they made me angry, so they're responsible. I said something that I should not have said, but somebody prompted me to do it." And so we just go ahead and try to blame others instead of looking to our own responsibility. Well, here's a man trying to justify himself, and so when he says of his own volition, "Now, in order for me to have eternal life, I must treat my neighbor right." But when Jesus put it to him that he needed to be obedient to that, he comes along and says, "Well, just who is my neighbor? Somehow or other, there may be a way of getting out of doing what I ought to be doing by saying, 'Who is my neighbor?'" All right, Jesus is going to answer who his neighbor is. He tells something at this point that you're very familiar with. We commonly talk about the Good Samaritan. A Samaritan who was concerned about another person that he didn't even know, and he treated this person in a right manner. Remember, what is behind the telling of this particular parable is to impress on this young ruler, this young lawyer, that you know who your neighbor is, and it's very easy for you to carry out your responsibility unto God along this line. Well, here's Jesus' answer. "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead." You know, it's interesting to note that the philosophy followed by the robbers on this occasion is something like this: "What you have is mine. I'm going to take it." Isn't that the philosophy every thief you've ever heard of has? "I'm going to take from you because I want it." He doesn't have any concern about, how did somebody get that? Was it with sacrifice and toil that whatever that possession is, that he was able to attain it? What he was simply saying is, if you have it, then I have a right to it. There are many in our world today, many who won't work for themselves, but steal that which is not theirs, and take that which doesn't belong to them. Their philosophy is, you have it, and so it's mine. It belongs to me. Well, we'll continue our discussion along this line tomorrow. Won't you please be with us? Remember that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.